Welcome to Genital Show and Tell. Get in a place where you can be comfortable, undisturbed, for even just a few minutes. You're going to take off your pants, take off your underwear, have some lube nearby. Almond oil is an amazing choice. If you prefer water-based lube, that's also a great choice. You are going to have a nice light and a mirror. You're going to angle the mirror so that you can see your entirety of your vulva. Deep breath. Get some of your lube. Put it onto your hand. And rub your hands together. And go hand over hand like a kitty cleaning itself. So hand over hand from the bottom of your vulva up to the top, up into the pubic area. And I am doing this along with you, so you are not alone. Again, deep breath. Now, why is this practice so important? It is important to see our sexual organ, to be familiar with our sexual organ. It's important to know what she looks like. It's important to know how she functions. Now that we have taken a hand and gotten everything nice and slippery, and our light is bright and we can see all the beautiful makings of the female sexual organ, we are going to start from the outside. So where our leg meets our body. That's the inguinal crease. And as you come in a little bit, you'll notice that you have your outer lips or your labia majora. You'll notice the colors. How puffy they are, how not puffy they are. They vary vastly between women. Now, if you move a little bit further in, you'll notice your inner lips or your labia minora. Now, these vary very greatly between women. Some women have a nice scalloped edge. I have a scalloped edge along mine. And mine extend past my labia majora. That is a majority of women. They're pink in color, but there is a variety. I've seen beautiful, amazing ombre colors, different shapes, different symmetry. There's the vulva pictures that are online that you can take a look at and see all different variants and types. So, some women like to tug on these inner lips. That can feel kind of nice. But if we go up and we go right on our clitoral hood, so kind of just below the mons pubis, right in the inner lips, or the in between the labia majora, and you put your finger on the hood of your clitoris and you press down and you kind of go back and forth. You can also go ahead and get more lube if you need to. Sometimes things get slippery, sometimes they're not slippery enough. You go ahead and apply that. And again, finger on the clitoral shaft. And if you press in and back and forth, you kind of feel this, like, it's like a rubber band almost. That is the clitoral shaft. A lot of women really enjoy stimulation from the clitoral shaft because it's kind of indirect. It's not right on the glands, but it's moving everything around and kind of just subtle enough. Go ahead and put your finger back and forth. See if you notice that. And breathe. Take a breath. Let your shoulders fall away from your ears just a little bit. And if you need to take a second to just pause and breathe and come back, that's also okay. Adding a little bit more lubrication. All right, now if you take and use your two pointer fingers to kind of pull up on that hood, you'll see your clitoris, the glands of your clitoris. Now for me, my inner labia come up and connect right underneath onto the bottom of my clitoral glands. And the more aroused I am, the more prominent my clitoral glands becomes, the more pink everything kind of becomes. That can be kind of fun to watch and look at and just notice. And you might notice that touching directly on the clitoral glands is too intense, or you might notice that you don't feel a whole lot at all. And that's the whole purpose of getting familiar with our body, revisiting over and over again. Oh, that sensation wasn't very much before 2 days ago, but now it is. And isn't that interesting? And then if we kind of take our fingers, our thumbs, down by the opening of our vagina, then we can kind of press to the side and down and see the vaginal opening. Now I kind of have this little tongue piece that kind of shows up, but also it's mostly just folds. There's some creamy mucus, healthy vulva, healthy vagina, very normal. And then you can just see that it's not a hole like we're kind of told. It's just kind of folds and folds of skin. Now, if we go back up to the clitoris and then we go down past the clitoris and open up the inner lips, we will see our urethra. Now, for some, it's very prominent. You can really see it and notice it. And for some, it's just the tiniest little indent. I always, always suggest, if you're not sure where your urethra is, hop into an empty bathtub and sit down and pee and follow the stream backwards, and you will see where your urethra is. Now you can take, again, get a little bit more lube. And then you can take a finger, doesn't matter which one, and you can just sort of sense the opening of the vagina. Just noticing and sensing. Go ahead and dip a finger in, however far feels comfortable. You can kind of move it around a little bit. Just noticing the space, being aware of what you feel. And then go ahead and pull that finger out. Take a look at what's on your finger. Is it slimy? Is it lotiony? Is it egg white? Is it white? Is there period blood? Like, there's so many different stages of discharge based on where we're at in our cycle or just what's going on for us hormonally. Go ahead and take a smell. And you probably notice it might smell like the lubrication you're using. It might smell like almond oil. It generally... not a huge thing, but this can be really, really reassuring to do this technique and pull it out and look, take a smell, take a little taste. It's a little salty, maybe. That's really just a little salty. Like, I don't know, I guess kind of just tastes like yourself. And this can be really reassuring when we're unsure of a partner or somebody going to perform oral sex on us and we're unsure of how we smell or how we taste. This can be really reassuring. You've kind of already checked in, you know. And so it's not a mystery that you're showing to someone else for the first time. You are already aware, you're already comfortable. Deep breaths again. Now, something that I really like to do when I do take time to sit and look at my vulva and look at all the pretty aspects, amazing pinks, the dark mauves, the ombre. I swear, what we see here is just beautiful. These are the colors that makeup companies are chasing to get just right, so that way they can use it for the lips on our face. And here we have them down here this whole time. So just taking a moment and enjoying, noticing what you see, noticing the textures, noticing the different colors, the different shapes. What I like to do is put my hand over my vulva and take a big deep breath. Really feel like I can connect. And if you haven't named her, you can do so. And even just being aware that you'd like to name her, let the name come to you in the next couple of days. That's also okay. Big deep breath. And maybe make a promise or an intention towards her. I've named my vulva Aloe because I love the way that my lips and stuff get kind of plump like a succulent. And succulent's a really long name, so we went with Aloe. And set an intention. So for me, that intention is I'd like to look and explore more often and celebrate the beauty, even if only to just have a better, clearer mental image of her in my mind. You've done it. You did genital show and tell with yourself. You've looked. You've gotten familiar. Feel free to do this as often as you want. There is never too much time to stare at a vulva.